Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
Welcome and thanks for joining us for day 23 of the Letters of John. Today's title is If You Know, You Know. J.C. Ryle said, "To be born again is, as it were, to enter upon a new existence. To have a new mind, a new heart, new views, new principles, new tastes, new affections, new likes, new dislikes, new fears, new joys, new sorrows, new love to things once hated, and new hatred to things once loved." Our text today is 1 John 2:29. "If you know that He is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of Him." We live in a day and age where most people use abbreviations on texts and social media. If you're like me, you have to ask your kids what they mean because you have no idea. For over a year, I thought that LOL meant lots of love. Imagine my embarrassment when I finally discovered that those letters are short for laughing out loud. I did laugh out loud when I finally understood what that meant. One that took me a long time to figure out was IYKYK, which stands for, if you know, you know. This sentiment is one the Apostle John must have had in mind when he wrote 1 John 1:29. In the English translation, you might miss John's if you know, you know. The English Standard Version translates this first part of the verse as, "If you know that He is righteous, you may be sure that." However, John uses two different Greek words for knowledge in this verse. If you know, eidete, you know, gnoskete. The first know is an absolute and intuitive type of knowledge. This word means to be aware of the facts. The second know, translated to be sure of, is a word that means knowledge learned or gained by experience. John combined these two words for knowledge to describe how a person can know they are born again spiritually. If you have the absolute knowledge of the fact that God is righteous, then you can know by experience that those who practice righteousness are born of God. One sure way to know that you are saved is because true righteousness can only be practiced by those who possess the righteous nature of their Father through a spiritual birth. The word for righteous in this verse is dikaios. Dikaios is derived from the word that means right, judicial approval by God. This word is used in Scripture to describe what is right and just according to God's standard. John is in no way saying that good moral behavior is a sure way to know that you are saved. His word choice specifically points to correct behavior acceptable to God that can only occur in the heart of a sinful person through a supernatural spiritual birth. When you live a supernatural life that leads to righteousness approved by God, you know that God's power is living through you. When your life is characterized by the righteousness of God, you can be sure that you have been born again. IYKYK, if you know, you know. Here are some questions for today. How does Jesus' discussion with Nicodemus in John 3 relate to what John writes here in 1 John 2:29? Read the following quote by J.I. Packer. "The gift of sonship to God becomes ours not through being born, but through being born again." How can Packer's statement help you to know that you have been born of God? How can you distinguish between good works done in human strength and the righteousness that only comes from God? R.C. Sproul once said, "The only works of righteousness that serve to justify a sinner are the works of Christ." How does this statement coincide with today's devotion? Thanks again for joining us. Have a blessed day.